In your statement earlier today, you said that practical solutions are needed. What type of practical solutions would you like to see implemented as the White House works to achieve the health of pollinators?
Well, what we've looked at with the administration, the various agencies are involved, Megan, are to look at how you propose or encourage the use of pollinator-friendly mixes, whether it's on BLM lands in the West, or whether it's on conservation acres that farmers are planting, or whether it's on public lands that would enable both managed beekeepers to overwinter or essentially park their beehives in those areas when those pollinator-friendly plants are blooming and good forage for the bees, or ensuring that the homeowners and others know about what's the right kind of mix to plant in order to get pollinators attracted to those various areas, and to strengthen them by giving that additional forage that they need. And that seems to be one of the major issues within the community.
Are there any other concerns that ASTA has about getting these solutions and the strategies being laid out by the departments?
There is, and we want to make sure that as we look at any of the current proposals or issues that have been raised out there, especially when you deal with neonicotinoid agrochemicals, pesticides for agriculture use and for seed treatments, that they look at these from a scientific basis. A lot of people that are opposed to today's modern agriculture would say that the main problem is neonics and we need to ban them. Well, we've proven, USDA, EPA have said, there are a number of different problems that come into play here, and you can't just point your finger at one and think that that's going to be the silver bullet. We want to make sure that EPA takes the appropriate steps to review any actions that they take in the future and don't just react to loud voices in the public arena that are against America's farmers and modern agriculture.